If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Now, here's Ira.
The Sound Podcast is part of the OSIRIS Network. OSIRIS connects you with podcasts, videos, and live experiences about the artists and topics you love. Visit OSIRISPOD.com to check out our shows. In fact, you should check out No Simple Road or Inside Out with Turner and Seth. Both are great shows. OSIRIS works in partnership with Jambase, which connects music fans with the music they love and empowers them to go see live music. For more, check them out at jambase.com. The show starts now.
All the circles rotate around each other. And as they pass, the ends connect as one. We stare into the same bright sky, 'cause it's open and free. Spinning the sights.
Sister.
That was Chrissy Reed from Percy Hill's 1998 album, Color in Bloom, an album for which they won a Jammy Award in 2000. For those that don't know or remember, Percy Hill were a band out of New Hampshire who met in 1991 at university studying jazz. They would in fact become part of that neo jam band 2.0 scene of the 90s and continue to tour through the aughts. They sort of fell out of the scene for a bit, but came back with some appearances in 2016 and have recently recorded at least one new song, which we'll get to in a bit, and have plans to record more, and yes, even do some appearances. We sat down with three members of Percy Hill recently, Aaron Katz, Yehuba Garcia, and Joe Farrell. Our conversation started when I asked what prompted the band to get back in the studio and record Great White Shark.
Yeah, well, we started playing again in 2016, and we've always enjoyed working in the studio together. That's one of the places where we feel most at home. So it just felt like part of the natural progression of getting back together to book studio time. And we have a lot of material from the past that we were digging up, but also some new material. So we just started working on that and found ourselves with producer Sean McLaughlin down at 37 Foot Productions. It was about a year ago. We started the recording process.
And was the idea to record stuff and maybe release a record at some point, or was it really to at least get back together and see if you guys couldn't make a go of it, you know, a second or third time around?
Like Aaron said, we have a lot of material sort of in the works that could be recorded. So we all have, you know, other things going on too. So we're like trying to make it work in our lives, and that probably doesn't mean like touring full time again necessarily right now, but putting out material as it comes about and getting out and playing shows like when we can. So
what do you guys make of the scene right now? I mean, you were pioneers back in the day of a scene that, you know, to a certain degree centered around Wetlands and some of the activity there, but in the Northeast. But really, there seems to be a rise of bands that listened to Percy Hill when they were younger or have found Percy Hill now and are part of the scene. What do you make of sort of the scene that you guys put the early foundation on? That's the question.
It's definitely inspiring to see that the music has influenced younger artists. We were actually on Jam Cruise in 2015. Was that it, Yoba?
Yeah, it was actually funny because on Jam Cruise, didn't we? We saw people who said exactly what you just said, came up to us and were like, "Man, I used to listen to you guys." You know, like other musicians on Jam Cruise definitely came up to us and were like, "I used to listen to you guys back in college." You know, it's pretty funny.
Yeah,
we ain't that old, are we?
No, absolutely not. And the sound is obviously, the sound is certainly timeless. I mean, that's why people listen to you then and are, I think, excited to hear what you have cooking in the studio right now. What are the other things? What are some of the other things, Joe, that you're working on, or Aaron, that you're working on that, you know, make Percy Hill take a backseat to other things going on right now?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily call it a back seat. I would just say it's all one thing. And, you know, I'm getting married in September, so that's going on. I also work at a group home for kids. And, you know, we all just have pretty full, balanced lives. Percy Hill brings incredible joy to our lives. And anytime we do it, we put everything we have into it. It just can't be necessarily a full-time thing at this time.
I just want to add that for us, it's also really important just to not put pressure on ourselves as part of this process, because at this point in our lives, we're really focused on enjoying the experience of making this music, whether it's recording it, playing it for people, or even collaborating on writing new material or trying to get older material kind of rehashed. Like, all of that is very fun for us. So I think a really important thing for all of us has been to just not put any kind of strenuous pressure on ourselves, which I think also ties into, you know, your other question about whether, you know, whether we're putting out a record or we're back on tour or whatever. Like, I think what we're trying to do is to still be able to celebrate this music, put out new music and not make ourselves feel pressured to do so at the same time. Because like Aaron's talking about, we all have families, other work that we're doing, other musical collaborations that we're working on. And so, you know, for us, it's just really important to be able to still play this music and work together and at the same time not feel like we're doing it, you know, because we have to.
It's keeping it balanced.
Right. I guess touring for so long and not keeping it balanced kind of made a mess of relationships and work-life balance and all of that, right? I mean, back in the day when you were very active?
Definitely a lot of dynamics when you're with each other all the time and you're trying to build something together and be creative and feel free, but also feel like you're all one at the same time. There can be some struggles in that, but I think that just strengthened us looking back on it now.
So when you see a band like Phish, who are almost your peers, I mean, they started a little bit earlier than you guys, but your music certainly was influenced by Phish. How psyched are you about the fact that these guys have, you know, though they did take a pretty big hiatus for Trey to get well, they've been at it. And how envious are you of the fact that a band like Phish from similar humble beginnings in school as students of music have been able to last as long as they have? I mean, I'm curious to get your perspective on Phish.
They're monsters of the scene. I mean, they've been, like you said, at it for so long. And I mean, I definitely wouldn't use the word envy. Like Aaron said, we all have very full lives and rich lives that don't necessarily include like doing that full time on the road. But you know, Percy Hill is definitely a key part of that, and we feel blessed it's come back into our lives. But yeah, I mean, we have huge respect for a band like Phish that's been able to continue to, you know, bring thousands of people everywhere they go. So,
and their creativity and their drive just to maintain all of that's incredibly impressive.
The new music that you guys are working on, you mentioned that, you know, you are revisiting some of the older songs, but obviously writing new stuff and have new stuff written. Is it everybody bringing new stuff to the table, or is it mostly Joe or Aaron? Like how does that work?
I mean, we are all part of the creative process. The music wouldn't exist without everyone's input. Nate and I kind of come from a writing school. That's where we met and started creating together. But every idea is goes through Joe, and he brings his points to the table, and then Yauba brings his points and he writes something to it. The initial frameworks are set out by myself and Nate, but they don't become Percy Hill songs. They don't become full Percy Hill compositions until everybody has worked on them. So it really is a collaborative process.
The influence has always been very eclectic, you know, from Stevie Wonder to Steely Dan and the Dead and Almonds and Peter Gabriel. I mean, and Pat Metheny. I mean, the influence has always been fairly broad. Are there new things that each of you are bringing to the table, either current bands or things that you may have skipped over or forgot about that are now part of your musical palette that you're in excited to add to the Percy Hill flavor?
You definitely cited some of the strongest influences. I think something Yauba really brings to the table is some of the authentic schooling behind a lot of the Latin rhythms that were adding to our flavor at this point. I'm always learning new ideas from him, and that's been a great part of the process.
And I get all my influence from my 19-year-old daughter. She keeps me hip.
Right. So we're going to have
think about this too. It's like a year ago we go into the studio, you know, to record this song, and since the last time Percy Hill was in the studio, a lot has changed musically and with technology into how this process works. And it was kind of cool to think about, and, you know, not that necessarily we tried new technology or anything like that, but that definitely came into the thought process, at least from my perspective, when we were first kind of like, you know, Aaron sent a demo of Great White Shark to us, and we all kind of were like listening to it and coming up with ideas of things to do with the demo and to add to the song. And like, I was definitely at that point in time, I think I was like really getting into the new Radiohead album had just come out. And so like my brain, it starts thinking about just like, you know, Radiohead, for example, is a band that I admire really more than anything aside from the songwriting, but like they're the sounds that they get. These guys are like sound craftsmen that know how to make these strange and interesting sounds come out of their instrument. And for me, that's always like a thing that I'm super, super curious about is just like, how did that sound happen? And going into this process of like recording this song, like in my brain, I kept just like thinking of like all these cool sound things that we could do, you know, and we definitely experimented. Sean had Joe and Aaron and I at one point singing down a hallway with a microphone halfway down the hall. And, you know, we were clapping all together, doing passes of like hand clapping. And we were just experimenting and having a whole lot of fun in the studio. And I think that a lot of that has to do with just like over the years, you listen to so much music and you hear how people innovate and do new and different and interesting things, making sounds. And that kind of inspires you as an artist to try to find your own sound and try to kind of be creative in the studio and not just go in and play your parts and mail in a song, you know? And so I feel like that a lot of the influence kind of like, you have all of the classic influence of what you hear in Percy Hill music, but I think that there's also an element of what is current today. And even like, just like the four on the floor dance groove that the new single ends up in. I feel like that sounds like a very modern thing of today's music and not so much of the past.
Also, just working with that producer, Sean McLaughlin, that really took us out for some new turns.
Well, it seems like there's way more layers to, and I you know, your later records certainly had more layers than Color and Bloom, but certainly the single just has a depth to it that is very contemporary, but it's at the same time still feels like a Percy Hill song with all the influence, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yes. Kind of a, like doing a painting in a way. It's just adding colors and trying to get the hues right and get it to feel just right.
I would assume that being in the studio, you're taking your time with everything you're creating now, because you want it to sort of just be fresh, but still have that authentic Percy Hill signature sound to it, right?
Yeah, that's part of the process of just deciding we were going to do a single. So we could just focus on one song and all the parts and not overstress about getting to the next song based on the time frame. It allowed us to really manicure this one piece.
Who did the cover art for the piece?
That's actually my fiance's brother. His name is Matthew Blacker. He's an artist he lives in Brooklyn.
And did you bring him ideas, or is this something that he kind of put together on? I mean, it's perfect with the ode to Trump and the wall and everything else.
I just sent him the song and the lyrics, and that's what he sent back.
Oh, that's great. It's really great. You have a couple of shows coming up this weekend. You're playing some old haunts, the Portland House of Music, and then Off to Higher Ground, where, you've certainly made your mark in the past. There are, I know, speaking to Scott, some dates coming up, nothing that you necessarily want to advertise, but the plan is to do select dates while you finish up the record and just get a feel for what's going on and how people will react to Percy Hill being out there again.
Yeah. So there are some dates coming up, and we have, again, we've got the material that we're going to be working on, and we're going to be playing some shows in the summer and some festivals that look really great. So we'll just continue to kind of keep it moving.
It sounds like you guys are all psyched to sort of be back in a bigger way with new music and a smaller tour date and fitting this into your lives so that it makes sense. Is that accurate, Aaron?
Absolutely. Yeah, every time we're together, it's exciting and it's fun. It's something I look forward to. It's something I get nervous about again, and feeling that kind of nervous energy is really positive, and it creates grounds for growth. So I'm just so happy that we've been back doing it, and I think there's a nice long road ahead.
Great. Thanks so much, guys, for taking the time. We're really psyched about listening to the new material and seeing your names again. Brings us back to some of the old material, and we couldn't be happier for you guys. So take care, and good luck with everything, all right?
Thank you so much.
Short and sweet and lots to look forward to from Percy Hill. You can follow their story at percyhillmusic.com, a site which is being renovated, it says. You can also follow them on Facebook for more up-to-date information. They do play a series of shows this weekend, both April 19th and 20th, 419 and 420, and you want to check their sites for those details. We'll be keeping an eye on them, too. Before we leave you, since we've apparently teased it enough, here is Great White Shark from Percy Hill.
Go into the source.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. The Sound Podcast is part of the Osiris Network. For more, visit OsirisPod.com. Thanks for listening. Osiris.